This is the art of discussing, where everyone is committed to having discussions with people sharing different points of view while respecting the person expressing them. We're your hosts. I'm Ben.
And I'm Kate. And we're excited that you've joined us. Let's get to this week's episode.
Welcome back to Art of Discussing. We're your hosts. I'm Ben.
And I'm Kate.
And today we're talking about Super Bowl commercials, which one time there was a golden age of advertising, and we really looked forward to these, and this was not that. So today we'll be talking about Super Bowl commercials, and you know, for this past Super Bowl that just happened, the Chiefs versus the Eagles in Phoenix, Arizona, and we'll be joined by, once again, Chester is gracing us with his extensive knowledge of pop culture and knowledge of football and media and past Super Bowl commercials that were awesome and not these ones.
And everybody will remember Chester based on the big debate that went down on the last Light Bite about DC versus Marvel, because I know I laughed the entire time. So we brought him back.
So yeah, and this is really no one. I don't feel like we're on different sides of the aisle on this one. There's one right side of history, I feel like, for this, and it's these were not the best commercial. Yeah. There was so, but without further ado, we've already talked about. First of all, I just want to start off by saying, for those of you out there who may not, you know, consume football games, generally, Super Bowl, the premier football game in America, and as a result of most people watching this event, right, like, it's also a premier event for ad space. You know, Super Bowl ads are boku bucks, you know, in the millions, easy, for a 30-second spot, 45-second spot, minute spot, you know, you're just, so people pull out all the stops, right? So expect, and as to. You can tell, right, as you can tell, we've come to expect
the bar
star-studded, right, we want to see celebrities. If you got CGI, it better be tip-top, you know, wow us, right? Like, your ideas better be splashy. You know, here, bring it. And it was not rotten. So, you know, let's
I think where the differing opinions may come in is which ones we thought were crazy, like the best, you know what I mean, the worst, etc. So that might be kind of where.
Well, let's start there. This should be easy and short. Kate, did you have a favorite one?
No pressure on the short part and the easy part. I ranked them. Apparently I went a little crazy on my thing. I actually, on my little notebook, right, because I watched the Super Bowl for the commercials for this episode. I have it under crazy, huh, best, feels, and worst.
Okay. So some of them. Tell us about your best ones and your feels.
So I just thought it was funny, the Bush Beer Sarah McLachlan, where it wasn't this type of shelter. That was a good one. The Michelob Light, the Ultra Golf, the first one. That was the other thing about these. I'm like, I don't need a series of commercials, just wow me on one. So the first one of that one I was okay with, and I kind of got bored. Bud Light on hold, the dancing, and they were dancing around on while she was on hold waiting. That was fun.
Miles Teller and his wife.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even know who they are.
Yeah, that rooster from Maverick, Top Gun Maverick. For our listeners out there, if you've seen that recent Top Gun movie,
I haven't seen it yet. The one I thought was the cutest or the fun, I liked it because the one line at the end was Bradley Cooper and his mom on the T-Mobile, because he said something like, I've been nominated for all these things. And she goes, you haven't won yet. That what I thought was great. So those were my best. The ones that kind of did it well, because we kind of talked about this without trying, but they all kind of tried to do Mr. X, it seemed like, this year, but they weren't all very successful. But those I thought were kind of fun. Like, they actually did a decent, successful job. So those were the best. Okay. We can go through the other categories if you would like later.
G?
I'm going to have to agree with Kate. My favorite one was the Bush beer. And then probably my runner up was a Blue Moon.
That was a good one.
Both Mr. X, but like the Bush really stayed true. And then all of a sudden Sarah McLachlan pops out of this camping tent and sitting next to a wolf. And she's giving her, like, you know, the Arms of the Angel song playing in the background and the shelters. And then he just pops open the can of beer. Bush. Sorry. That's the wrong kind of shelter. And that's a wolf.
Yep.
So yeah, that was probably definitely my
best favorite. For me was comedy. Like, I went, that was how I defined best. So it sounds like, Chester, you did the same thing, like the comedy side.
Yeah, you want to laugh. You want to be entertained with those commercials. You know, you can have a few inspirational ones, but, and now I think it happened within the last 5-6 years, we've been getting a lot of kind of like ads like TurboTax or I can't remember the one that what was the popular GoDaddy when they had the car racer
Danica Patrick,
right, and Jillian Michaels. They would do those a lot, right? And they were just okay, but it's like, okay, we get, you know, some subpar ads, but for the most part, ads were always going to be funny and entertaining. You were going to get your movie trailers, but you're usually Doritos, beer commercials, Bud Light, Miller's, Coors, or whatever the case may be, usually would pull out all the stops and make you laugh, make you like, oh man, that was super funny. And we just didn't get a lot of that. So Bush came out of like left field. It's like, I haven't seen a Bush beer in ever. And they pulled out the funniest commercial this Super Bowl. So I was really pleased with that one. And then the Blue Moon one was probably my runner up.
Mm-hmm.
For me, and I guess we'll make it a clean sweep. So that was one of my favorite ones, the Bush ad. I thought it did what it did super subtly, right? Did it have star power? It did have star power, right? Sarah McLachlan. But it was just like, she wasn't like, hey, like giving a speech, or she wasn't like, you know, doing all, she just unzipped the flap and there she was, and she was doing her thing, and you knew instantly, you know, where you'd heard it before, and it was great, it was seamless, and his reaction to it was classic Bushman, right? Yeah. So it was just, and that's a wolf, right? And it was just so good, and then it fades to black, and then you hear the wolf like, growl. And I just thought it was so subtle. So I guess what I thought, there was comedy there was celebrity there. Like you said, G, like, when was the last time you saw a Bush ad? But it was all well-crafted. That was well-crafted. And it was tight, right? It was so good. It was just tight. Everything else, not tight, right? Like, it, sure, you threw star power at it. Sure, you threw, you know, I see that you threw the budget at it. And it was well-crafted, and it was witty, and it was good, and all that. Not that type of shelter, right? It was well-written. It was just, good job, guys.
And props to Sarah McLachlan for actually being, like, cool with kind of, I don't want to say getting made fun of, but kind of, like, you know, doing a little bit of mocking on her ad that she's
seen
for, you know, 20 years.
Having a good sense of humor about herself, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought another one that I did like, I wasn't a fan of the misdirect, like G brought up. I didn't love it. I think one that a lot of people talked about that came out of nowhere, and we'll talk a little bit more about it, was the forever, the farmer's dog one.
Where, yeah, that was great.
It was very emotional, where the young girl feeds her dog, her Peppy, this dog food, so it lived a long life, and she's still like friend, you know. And it was good, and it was good.
That was my feels.
I don't really want a lot of drama in my Super Bowl ads, but it did the job, right? Like it, I was like, oh, what's happening here? No, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it definitely pulled on the heartstrings.
Misdirect that I wanted to love so much, and I was so mad at it, was the GMC ad about the EV vehicles for GMC, right? Like, so I was super happy that I was like, wow, GMC is unveiling the, you know, EVs. And then I'm talking to them like, this is a Netflix commercial. I've talked to multiple people and they're like, this is a Netflix commercial. And I was like, at first I was all, I think it's a GM ad. And then when I went back and looked at it and I'm like, it's definitely a GM ad, but they mentioned that GM vehicles are going to feature more prominently in Netflix shows because, you know, whatever, but that's, you know, and just see it. And it was just like, I don't even, but you're looking at it thinking, oh, I know all these shows. These are Netflix shows. This is Netflix, 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 Netflix. And you don't even know that they're a GM ad, let alone that they're all electric vehicles, right? That he's in a pickup truck that's an electric vehicle. So a little sad about that because I wanted it to kind of get a little more buzz. But
was that the Ram one or was that the Will Ferrell?
No, but there was one.
That was the Will Ferrell. I thought that was the dumbest ad. I'm sorry. Yeah,
that was the Will Ferrell one that he's driving, and then he's with Bridgerton, and he's with Stranger Things.
Yeah, I was just like, what?
Yeah. So
That was under one of my worst, and I felt bad because I thought it could have been cool, but I was like, man, you guys took that way to something. I don't know.
It was a lot. It was a lot, and we didn't need it.
Mm-mm.
And I was like, no. Sad. I wanted to like you so much. No. All right. Well, so those were the best. Those were the best. I'm glad we all seem to really like that Bush ad. That was pretty fun.
So to that point, I felt like it was the battle of celebrities, which I get is usually Super Bowl, but it was the battle of celebrities only. Like there was nothing else except celebrities carrying most of these commercials, in my opinion, except for the Sarah McLachlan ad, which really wasn't about Sarah McLachlan completely. She wasn't carrying it. She was in it for a very small amount of things compared to, you know, like the booking.com with Melissa McCarthy, you know, or some of these others, or it was all about that person carrying an ad. So to me, it felt like it was very much the battle of celebrities versus celebrities like actually acting in ads and enhancing the ad versus carrying the ad.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really think they carried it well, you know, to that point.
I was just saying carrying, but most of these not so much in my opinion.
Well, and I just,
Ben has this horrible face on his
face. I mean, you're talking about, you know, companies that are spending anywhere from $6 to $7 million for a 30-second commercial, and this is the best you got. I mean, the Snoop Dogg, I think it was Skechers. It was like a Skechers slip-on commercial.
Yep.
I was like, where is this? Is this all we got? I mean, the Tony Romo's football segment was pretty cool, and that's all they left. But like, they drew you actually away from the product they wanted you to pay attention to. Yeah. Like, you know, like the Will Ferrell electric vehicle commercials. Like, I was paying attention to all the Netflix shows he's going through, and he's like, wait a minute, this is about the car he's in? What? You know, it's like,
yeah.
What do you want me to pay attention to? Because clearly you're having us focus on the wrong thing. So yeah, that was the biggest bummer to me, is all that misdirection. You know, the Serena Williams still is like, oh man, inspirational. And then it was kind of like the end of that Remy Martin commercial, like a Dick Wolf show. You know,
boom boom.
like, Serena Williams is done talking. Remy Martin, responsibly.
Did we just get Dick Wolf?
Yeah. We'll have to talk about that one in a little bit. If we're going to go to worst, because it sounds like we're kind of down that rabbit hole, which is literally a commercial during the Super
right.
Bowl.
Right, I was about to
I'm
say
sorry, that,
that
was
which
not on purpose.
Should be in this worst commercial that we're headed to.
Yeah,
that was terrible.
Yeah, so listeners, that was not on purpose, but because I use that term a lot. But yes, it technically was. The other one I was going to say was the M&M clam bites sound like.
Oh my God.
I was like, I just don't understand. Like I'm literally staring at the TV going like this, and I'm asking the people I'm with, I'm like, what am I missing? Like it sounds anyway.
Was it Maya Rudolph in that one?
Somebody famous, yeah. I can't remember. Yeah. There was a lot of famous people. I didn't write them all down.
That was yeah, because I think it was like it was instead of M&M's, it was Maya or something with like clam bites, like this isn't real. This can't be. This is what you're spending your money on. Please change the channel. Turn down the volume.
And I didn't get it because I'm thinking, who would want M&M clam bites? Like, I was so literal on it for a while. I'm like, what is happening? And then I'm like, clam? What? That's just chocolate and clam? What? Like,
you know, I kind of wish that we had like everybody's like general reaction to all these Super Bowl commercials as a commercial, because I literally think we all got
that would be great.
Like, you know, I think the entire audience got punked. It's like, oh, that's a what was that?
Except for the Forever by Farmer's Dog. Like, I think that was really legit. Yeah. Like, one of the only best commercials, and it wasn't as dramatic as it could have gone. So I really appreciate they stopped with, you know, where it went. But yeah, no, I agree. There was so many. I was like, huh?
Exactly. And you're going to see like people scratching their heads. Some people for that Farmer's Dog commercial kind of getting a little weepy and teary eyed. And then
I totally was. You know, and I don't cry, you know, like that.
You see, you know, some other people look at each other's like, what did we just watch? What did we literally just watch? Like, can you play one of those movie trailers back again? Because I need to cleanse my eyes from watching whatever just happened now.
Well, and then there was one, I didn't see all of it because I was doing something else. But there was one where she, like, the guy was clicking his pen and she, like, in her head went and, like, beat the crap out of him or something, but then came back and was like, can I have that pen? Is at the end of the commercial, took the pen and broke it instead. And I feel like that's my life. What happens in my head versus what I actually do. You know what I mean? So that was a little too close to home, but I don't even remember what it was for, which is the whole point of a commercial. So right, exactly. I just remember identifying with that woman wanting to break more than just the pen as he's, you know, clicking away. So, I mean, I've worked in an office in the past for like 15 years. So in cubicles. So I get it. Like, I get it. But I could not tell you what that commercial was for.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which is a problem.
I don't know what that was.
And I promise viewers and listeners, I am not violent. I'm a very passive person.
I thought some of the commercials backfired horribly.
Like what?
Like
which ones?
Like the great acting or great taste.
Oh, the Pepsi commercials.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Pepsi Zero, right? Yeah. And I'm like,
was that the Steve Martin one and the
Steve Martin and Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller. I thought Ben Stiller one was stupid, but I like Steve Martin, so I could get kind of into that one a little better.
I liked them, but then I went, wait, what? I mean, sure. Great acting or great taste? I mean, especially in the Steve Martin one, right? Like, I'm like, I mean, you are a great actor. So am I going to go with it doesn't taste good? So maybe I don't buy Pepsi Zero?
Exactly.
It's I like, know you're a good actor, right? Like, why?
Yeah, if the purpose of this ad is to sell your product, you're not doing a very good job because
right? Yeah, I think it's hilarious. I do, but when you think about what you're doing, it's like, why did you just say that? Right? Like, is it really good or am I just a good actor? Well, you're an award-winning actor, so That tastes like dirt. Is what yeah. it is.
I think that's why they should have stopped with the Ben Stiller one, because like, right? Oh, yeah, you know, okay, so it's probably, you know, pretty good because he's not a very good actor.
I mean,
no, I thought that's where you're going.
Love watching your movies, homie. I do, and you're a great comedian. You are, bro. Academy Award winning. That's a, you know, Academy Award nominee. That's a lot, right?
Like, great in a niche.
The Golden Globes, they're not calling you. You know,
exactly. It's like getting Denzel Washington to do that commercial. Like, oh, right? Well, Denzel's a great actor, so the drink must not be very good.
You know what would, and I'm glad they didn't do this, but like, just imagine for context, like those two are comedians and that's great. But if you had seen this commercial with Meryl Streep, right? Like, great acting or great taste? I was like, oh, I will not even walk by that in the same aisle. I'll just go around. I'll just go around the aisle. I don't even want to smell what that tastes like anymore. Meryl Streep, who gets an Oscar nomination every other year or something? Yeah, sure. Yeah, no. I literally don't care what that stuff tastes like now. Thanks.
They should have had a bad actor purpose, or an actor right? an actor who is purposely bad, and you know they were purposely bad, like, or kind of go down that side.
I don't know. Yes. Is this great acting, or is it, you know, is it great?
Right.
Yeah, maybe I should try Pepsi Zero.
Yeah. You know, they came at it a little.
Don't get Jeff Bridges up there, because, you know, I'm going to be like,
oh. Exactly.
Yeah, no. I think you broke yourself on that one. Yeah, no. That's terrible. Anybody thinking about it will not buy Pepsi Zero.
Yeah.
And I can see people drinking Pepsi Zero and just went, set it right down.
Yeah, Steve Martin was right.
Yeah, Steve Martin is, in fact, a wonderful actor. Gross.
So we've hit the three that are my worst. What else you guys got? That's funny. I have a category for crazy, but those were the worst. So what else do you guys got?
My brother liked the Miller Lite. So there was a Miller Lite for his ad that was really about Blue Moon.
Oh.
I don't know what everyone was like doing M. Night Shyamalan, lines of M. Night Shyamalan back in the green room or something, but everybody wanted to have a little twist or something like that, right? Like, oh, great taste. It's Coors Light's the best. Miller Lite's a test. It's like, I first of all, no, it's not. Like, I don't remember Blue Moon at all. I remember you talking about Miller Lite and Coors Light. So I don't know which one of these is better, but pick one. Because right. Your little sliding in of a logo for 0.5 seconds at the end, not getting it done, people. Not getting it done. Fail. I'm going to go get Miller Lite or Coors Light, or I'm going to get the message that both of those suck, and I'm going to get Bud Light.
I feel like you just summed up the entire Super Bowl commercial experience this year.
M. Night Shyamalan twist. The Jack Harlow
something Doritos fail. Commercial just fail.
Playing a triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
a rapper that plays a triangle.
Really, oh, yeah, that one was, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, the chip commercials were really disappointing. Like the Pringles where the kid gets hand stuck in the Pringles can. And then they go, like, it happens to everybody. Surgeons, doctors, even your unborn baby brother. It's like, how is that even possible? It's like, what's happening here? You know, just dump out the chips out of the can. Don't put your entire hand, you know, in the can.
So in that boardroom, someone's going, this is a universally frustrating thing that everybody that loves our product hates about our product. Let's glorify it. Yes, let's talk about it. Let's bring it in the open and let's make it that everybody has to deal. No. Why would you at the Super Bowl? You want to do that at the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You want to spend Super Bowl dollars to do that? Is that what you want?
Unless they were trying to mock themselves, but they just didn't do a good job.
Nah, feel like they spend a lot of money to not help themselves well and not tell me their product is doing.
Maybe we just think that some of these companies are planning on going, like, you know, Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and like they're trying to just tank,
like, everything just
and rebuild.
Tubi, don't get me started. Let's talk about that bunny.
Oh my God, what are those commercials? We both looked at a remote trying to figure out if, like, our TV, like, went to a different channel or what was happening, and all of a sudden it was Tubi, and we're like, wait, was that a commercial?
Yeah.
Like, did I just...
Was that the one that you were talking about?
10?
Yeah, that one, I didn't have too much of it. I thought it was a little clever and fun, but, like, there was the other one, that was the bunny one, right? They had another
one. The Army of Giant Rabbits?
Was that the rabbit hole one?
Yes, that was the rabbit
hole. Yeah. That one was weird.
Like, maybe
I blocked it out, apparently.
Trying to get everybody to go down the rabbit hole with, like, the tons of giant rabbits trying to get people. No, stop it.
That's called nightmares.
Stop, yes.
That's how you give a five-year-old nightmares about rabbits.
Exactly. That's going to be the new clown.
Rabbits who kidnap. It's the new true crime podcast, Rabbits Who Kidnap.
Yeah,
there we go.
And people are going to be afraid of Pennywise and the Easter Bunny.
I thought it was something for Easter, to be honest. And then it was, what was it, Tubi?
Terrible.
And I was like, how does that, what? Like, another one. I was like, I get what they were trying to go for, but they missed it by a lot.
Ben Affleck working at Dunkin' Donuts. I thought that worked. I thought that was good. Worked well. Some people recognize him, some people don't recognize him. And then J-Lo shows up at the end. I thought that was pretty good.
It was good, but I don't know that it was, like, it wasn't as bad as most. Great.
I think that
it wasn't like Sarah McLachlan good.
Category.
Yeah.
But it was run of the mill.
Stallone face. Paramount commercial. I get it. Nobody's subscribing to Paramount streaming service. I feel like less people are subscribing to Paramount streaming service. I feel like several people canceled their subscription after this. seriously, Paramount, seriously.
That's another way to give five-year-olds nightmares.
Stallone face?
Yeah. No offense to Stallone. I mean, he's great, but...
Out of all the...
But we don't need a mountain face of him talking.
We didn't at all.
Nope.
We didn't at all. And out of all the Stallone movies we remember, Cliffhanger, not one of them. Not one of them. Not one of them. Out of all the fantastic Stallone properties out there, Cliffhanger is not among them. Rocky has 12 films, right? Spawned a whole nother Creed, 15. Rambo, 16. How many cliffhangers are there? 0.5. There are 0.5 cliffhangers because you walk out in the middle of it.
Oh, I thought it was like we were averaging it or something, but okay, literally.
It's terrible. It's terrible. We did not need to relive that scene, that movie, that Stallone. Pick something else. Paramount, you couldn't have had a boxing anything. You have Rocky as a franchise. You couldn't have done that. Sad. Anyways, whatever.
Okay, so for the Remy Martin commercial that we already touched a little bit before we started it, my question is what category does that go in? Is it worse? Is it crazy?
Serena Williams up with failure.
Because mine was like, I literally put with a question mark.
Yeah.
Is that?
Definitely one of the head scratcher category.
It makes sense now that Ben explained that it was supposed to be Al Pacino's speech and everything, but... Which, spoiler alert, if no one actually got that, like me, that's what it was. How it happened to go into Remy Martin, couldn't tell you. But at least I identified one piece of that commercial now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not even like it's a sporting event, right? Which that speech is from. It's like the biggest moment of the biggest sporting event, right? It's like literally, it's almost over. This is the apex of the apex. And Remy wants you to take shots.
How do you?
Remy doesn't want you to have a plan. What?
I wanted to be in the room when you're pitching that. Let's take one of the world's greatest tennis players, have them recite a speech from one of the world's greatest actors in a movie, sport-related movie, not related to the tennis player's sport, about a drink that's neither shown in the movie the speech is recited from. Let's do that.
Oh my God,
everybody's on board. And they're like, yeah, let's green light that. Do you think we can get an arena for it? You think so?
Well, and let's name the movie. So if anyone didn't get it, it's Any Given Sunday, correct?
Correct.
Oh, yes.
So to Ben's point earlier, are they just asking you to drink before you go out and do sports? Ben, is that what you were trying to say? Like maybe that was their, what their thought process was. Just keep drinking and you'll do something well in sports.
But, this isn't like Serena Williams, masterful at her craft, which is tennis.
Queen of tennis.
Right? Which is tennis. Which if you're taking shots before you do the tennis, right?
It's not going to go well.
Maybe you can't make the racket hit the ball, which is moving quickly, right? But if you take shots and then you slam your physical massive person into somebody else, right? That actually could make you work. That's terrible, right? Like for football, just take these shots and go out there and just be like, drum, ready, set, put on.
Maybe what they should have done is like Remy Martin, the quicker way to get CTE.
For when you absolutely positively need to make sure you get CTE. You painted that so beautifully. They take someone at the top of her sport, give her a speech to other people not playing her sport, right? Right? She's seen in a football locker room giving a movie speech. All right. This is real big. Everybody scared? I know you guys are scared. Time to get effed up. What do you guys think? Ready? Break? All right. Clap. Form. Barkeep. Set him up. Set him up. We're about to go. 4th and 2. Let's do it. We're going for it.
Who wants
maybe,
to Remy?
Hey, maybe if the Eagles had done that at halftime, they would have won.
Maybe.
Oh.
Throw their inhibitions to the wind and just get it after that quarterback.
Are you proud of me, Ben?
That is wrong. Yeah, that was gotcha.
Good. I like it.
That's something Ben would have said.
That is true. Yeah, maybe you guys need a little pick of me up. Serena Williams speech. Yeah, good job.
Maybe it was just the wrong place, wrong time.
Wrong machine, yeah. Yep. Yes, I agree. What about the John Travolta Grease commercial with T-Mobile?
Ugh.
The Grease spoof?
I think that was probably going to be popular for big-time Grease fans. You know, to me, I was like, it's okay. You know, it didn't hit any kind of nerve where I was like kind of that head scratcher, but it was just like I think that should have been displayed earlier because you want to save some of the better commercials towards the mid game, towards after the game.
Right.
And that was just
But if that's their definition of a better commercial, that might be the whole point of this entire Super Bowl commercial run.
Oh, so before we lose sight of it, one thing that the Super Bowl usually does well is the hype. They usually do a better job at the buildup to the Super Bowl, right? Like they'll have to make sure that you watch the Super Bowl. They'll have a campaign of stuff that happens and then tune into the Super Bowl to see how this ends, right?
Oh, is this like the pre-commercials?
Right. Well, yes. And really the only, I only saw a couple of them this time. And the pre-commercials were really kind of weird. But the one, the sauce and the bird taking off his helmet, you know, his thing. And then it turns out that it's about the flag football person, which I did like. I really enjoyed that commercial.
I did not make that connection.
So it was at the halftime. So there are commercials where somebody bumped into a bird and the bird goes to take off his head before he starts chasing somebody who bumped him. You don't see who bumped him and you don't see who the bird head, who's under the bird head. And that was like tuned into the Super Bowl. And then it turns out that the flag football player, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
I thought what they were advertising was awesome. I thought the way they did it was awesome. Her running through everything was great. She was gone. She had moves. That was awesome. And then her mother, that was great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and I love that she didn't even get got by her mother. I thought that was the end of it. You know, her mother was going to lower her false sense of security and then get her. But it was just awesome. So I liked that one. But
Esther, did you make that connection?
I don't think I saw the lead-in commercial to that. So that would have been really interesting. I mean, I enjoyed that commercial, the flag football, and appreciate that. But I think I missed that. Yeah, I think I missed the tie-in to it.
But what about the sauce? The two guys in the security guys in the
sitting at the cart.
In the cart, and yeah, then one guy trying to put sauce, and he goes, "Oh, it's all about the sauce." And he goes, "Man, we're trying to secure this place, and you're worried about sauce." And then something happens, and he goes, "We got to go." And he hits the guy, and he like throws the fry with the sauce, and they chase something.
But yeah, I didn't see that little snippet. I saw that while the commercial, the entire segment, but I didn't see the smaller ones that led up to that. I would have appreciated it even more. I like that commercial a lot.
Normally they do a better job of those tie-ins, those lead-ups, right? So that people are talking about it before it comes up.
Right.
Right. Like, so you didn't even notice those tie-ins. And
no, then, I didn't
those
see
are the only two I saw. So if there were others, I didn't see them. But those are the only two I saw. But I did like that.
Yeah, they snuck a lot of athletes to that one too. Most notably was Billie Jean King.
Yes. Yeah.
That was a nice little fun cameo. Yeah, nice. Again, a tennis player in a football based commercial, but you know, I liked it.
True. It's a theme, true. Chester. It's a theme.
Very true.
Didn't you know you were watching tennis?
Exactly.
We just changed the definition of what tennis is.
Right.
Yeah, it's the new Wimbledon. Just call it Super Wimbledon.
Remy Martin, delicious. Brought to you by Remy.
Yeah, Martin. Again, drink enough of it.
Right.
It could be tennis.
Yeah, it's tennis now. What about the Breaking Bad commercial? And I did not watch Breaking Bad when it was a show, but there's a Pop Corners, like the Breaking Bad cast was in a...
So are those like making popcorn chips? Is that what that was?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
And supposedly I didn't watch it either. They're addictive. They're like highly addictive. They're like chips, right? So they're like popcorn chips, air pop chips. And Breaking Bad, did you ever see Breaking Bad, the show, Kate?
No.
So it was a show about meth.
Yeah.
So
it's on my to watch list, but it's been years.
Right. And it's supposed to be really good. And it was a good commercial. And apparently their product was blue. And so part of the commercial was them screaming about how they had to have a flavor that had like blue for the label. It was pretty good. I like that one.
Do you guys remember the Clueless one?
Yeah, I didn't love it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a quick. I thought it was going to be a longer segment, and I think I would have liked it. I know my wife, Shelley, would have liked it a lot if it went a little further into some of the characters, but that little, like, quick little segment where you see Alicia Silverstone and her little nemesis in the movie. I mean, it was okay, but it was just like, I think they could have done a little bit better job, especially when you haven't seen an actress like that in a role that a lot of people loved. And you get that little small snippet, because there's going to be some people not from our generation who's like, what was that? What was that even about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I think it would have been good as a series.
Yeah. Yeah. A little, yeah. Segment series. That would have been, I would have liked that.
What about Binky Dad? Do you guys remember Binky Dad?
Binky Dad.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you remember? So there was a commercial where it was like,
he likes the blue one.
Guys. Yeah, there was a guy was with his wife and the baby, and she was like, where's the binky? And
they're on vacation.
Got the binky, right? So he had to go get the binky, and he's in the car, and he's driving apparently across country to get the binky, and everybody, like, he's on the news, and everybody's like, Binky Dad! He's like, headlines are all like, oh my god, it's the Binky Dad! And he's like driving across cornfields and stuff like that, and he's like super famous. Now, any idea what that was advertising?
A car, I think.
It was. Well,
I want to say it was
the car he was in.
It was
a Kia. It was a Kia.
That's kind of what I was about to say. I was like Subaru or Kia, but I couldn't remember.
So
I hear Binky Dad. It's like, oh, is this a Downy commercial? Are they selling, you know, they need soft binkies? But it's always a car.
No, it was a pacifier. It was a pacifier.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So, I mean, that's, again, it's one of those. What is this about? Is this about the car? Like, make comments while you're in the car. It's like, man, I can't believe I'm covering this terrain in this car. It's like, so that you're selling us on the car, and then you have this little segment story where it's like, oh, cute, he's doing all this for his binky, and hey, man, if the car goes that far, that's great. But the Ram commercial, mm-hmm. What was it? The premature electrification?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes. I was like, yeah. I don't know if you want to be using those types of words with a bunch of grown men that are probably drunk and boozed by now for a Super Bowl commercial, you know, so.
Exactly. That's a perfect example of another commercial that probably backfired on, right? Right? Like, who? Hey, buddy. Hey, John, did you get a Ram? Isn't that your Ram outside? I don't have a Ram, bro. I don't have premature electrification. Just give me another Coors Light or Miller Lite, Blue Moon, whatever we got over there. You know, whatever it is, Pepsi Zero, whatever it is, I don't know. Stupid commercials.
Yeah,
I feel like they need regular people vetting their commercials.
They do. These executives in a room by themselves, I'm telling you, that junior guy, it's like, hey, we're going to do. Yeah, that guy needs to get checked. Hold that thought, Gunther.
Clearly.
Let's get somebody off the streets to, you know.
Yeah, clearly there were no test audience involved in any of these commercials.
Right, yeah. I agree.
And I think probably the same person or persons pitched 80% of these commercials.
Or they went to the same school, one of the two. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
The same classmates. The same classmates from the ad class. Ad class of 2007, buddy. Yeah, we finally made it. We're making decisions. Yeah, no. Never again.
I mean, the good thing is, everybody, you know, we're talking about the commercials, mm-hmm. not in the way that they wanted to, but, you know, that's life.
So this sounds horrible, but like, is it just me, or did we forget how to be witty and funny as a nation, or like as a PR industry or marketing?
I think as a PR industry, yes.
Yes.
I wasn't sure exactly like who, if you can blame the execs, or is it just PR marketing or
whoever's working at Busch Light. Doing just fine.
Yes.
Yeah. Doing great
Everybody
job.
Everybody else, not so much.
I wouldn't.
Well, and the farmer's dog. Even though it's not funny.
It wasn't witty. It was just
fields. But just, you know, drama. Like, they didn't even try to go for witty. They just were like, we're going to stay in this lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't try to go for witty. So they actually did a better job because they just were like, we're going here. We know we can win.
We're just going to do drama, heartwarming, do heartwarming. Got it.
Yeah.
Everything else, everybody else was like, we're going to be so witty. Did you get it? Did you get it? And then people were like,
I think they pitched the idea to people that aren't witty at all. So, like, yeah, that sounds That sounds witty enough.
Sure, yeah, no, that's super edgy.
That's ironic.
Yeah. I mean, why don't you just hire the writers for, like, you know, Saturday Night Live or some of the late night TV shows, and you probably would have hit home with some of the ideas that you wanted to pitch, but maybe they just couldn't afford them. I don't know. Maybe that's the case.
Okay.
So either that, or maybe M. Night Shyamalan is just doing commercials. Maybe he's just like, what the twist?
I wish you guys could see Ben's face. That was great. Okay, so here's another. So let's go to the crazy category. I had two. Yeah, Avocado Mexico commercial, The Naked Adam and Eve, and the baby E-Train at the wedding.
The baby E-Train one was super weird.
I don't know which one you want to talk about first, but go!
The only reason why the baby E-Train one works is because it kind of, like, that has been their thing. Like, they've had other commercials with the babies in them. So it's like, ugh, I don't know what made you keep doing those, but sure, right? Like, you've already done them, so it's less of, you know, whatever. But babies getting married,
it was kind of cringeworthy at time, though. Like, I don't remember all the times, but there's a couple I was like,
oh, they're getting drunk on milk? Like, they were all, like, spitting up milk?
There's a couple of them I was like, a couple times I'm like, oh, God.
I was just creeped out the entire time watching that thing.
It's just, but they're always.
Ben's like trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, and Chester just comes in like, nope.
No.
Squash. This whole ad campaign is terrible. And the terrible part is, like, it had been gone. Like, when was the last time you saw one of these stupid E-Trade commercials with the baby, right? Dumb. Anyways, yeah. So that was less news.
They're not a good revival.
Yeah,
no.
The avocados from Mexico.
Again, star-studded. I don't remember who they were, but there was two stars. Right.
It was just, it was like...
weird.
Right. It was all apple, and then, you should eat the avocado. And if you eat the avocado, then we'd still be in the Garden of Eden, and everybody'd still be naked. And I was like, but it didn't, and they're not. So let's just go to the store and get avocado. You guys are weird.
Yeah,
I feel like up against all, like, the series of Jesus related commercials. I can't remember who put them on. The organization. I was he gets us. Thank you. I was like, this, like, if they had seen this commercial, I was like, oh my God. Like, it's like the complete, you know, I was just like the complete dichotomy, I guess, in a Super Bowl commercial arena. Like, it was I was just like, what is happening right now?
That was funny. Yeah.
And they did have a Jesus commercial as part of the series as a pre-game, too. I don't remember exactly what the series was trying to, like, how they progressed it, because I don't remember that. But there were, like, three of them or something, two or three of them, and one of them was pregame.
Yeah.
So they spent some good money.
Yeah, they did.
Because they weren't short either.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, I wonder, I wish there was a poll or at least, like, some statistics where you could see how many of these commercials actually hit home and got the target audience that they're looking for, right? You know, were they successful? How many products sold? I'm expecting Bush to just go up in sales. Like, hey, when's the last time you had Bush? You want to get a Bush? I don't know, but the commercial was great. We don't need the Blue Moon. We don't need freaking Pepsi Zero. We don't need any of that. Let's just, I would like to see, like, a sheet of, like, a chart. You know, which product sold, which product, you know, dropped, you know, and see where we're at. Because, I mean, some of those things were just wild.
So, Ben, if you go to that leaderboard, so he brought up a website to me that there is, if you knew about the website, there is a poll on there for the best Super Bowl ads, right? And yeah, I just
spotbowl.com.
Spotbowl.com. And I just pulled up the leaderboard and the top three are on there. Did you look at that, Ben? Chester, are you bringing it up?
Yeah.
Let's see who the top three are.
So the top three, if you go to the leaderboard on the top right, maybe you can go to lineup and get all of them, but the leaderboard, the top three was 97. I think this is percentage. Again, I like stats. So 97 was the Forever, the Farmer's Dog. 93 was the Amazon Saving Sawyer. I don't remember that one. And that was number two, was Saving Sawyer, Amazon. Number three was He Got Us, Be Childlike, which Saving is the one.
What was the Saving Sawyer, Amazon one?
I don't remember. I remember thinking of being impressed, but I can't remember what it was about.
I don't remember. Saving Sawyer is, let's see. Checking it out, trying to see if I can find it real quick so I can take a quick look.
Oh,
so,
it's the one where a destructive pooch is calmed by the arrival of a new dog. That's right. He was going around destroying everything every time they left because he was anxious. Yes. And then they brought him a dog.
I remember that.
I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah, I remember that. So it's
was kind of more of a heartfelt one again.
Yeah, it's more feels than anything.
So it seems like all three of these were heartfelt. Oh, and Anna Faris was Eve for the avocados.
The avocado one.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that one was just weird. I think probably
so funny.
The weirdest ones to me were top E-Trade. I don't need to see babies getting married, getting drunk on familiar in suits, or giving financial advice.
Right. Also that.
And then... Yeah, the avocados is there. And I mean, I have to keep coming back to that Remy Martin commercial because that was the one I literally out loud said, "What? What was that about?" So I think those are definitely the ones that were probably the weirdest and the worst.
Yeah, I just feel like they set you up for failure, Serena. Like they didn't. Yeah, no context. No context. Good job, Remy Martin.
Well, the good thing about this is she was in more than one Super Bowl commercial, so hopefully...
True. Yeah, she was good in the Michelob Ultra, right?
Yeah. They'll remember that one and not Remy Martin at all. And you know, you have some of these Super Bowl commercials will like repeat, you know, and continue to play going forward. I don't think we're going to see that Remy Martin commercial again, but we'll probably see the Michelob Ultra one, you know? So, sure. Yeah, there's... that was just so weird. So strange. You know, bring back the State Farm guys. You know, what kind of pants are you wearing? Khaki. You know, khaki. Or like... those are
That's good. Okay, I hope you're listening, ad execs. That is an example of a great commercial, right? Good job. Exactly. She sounds hideous.
Well, she's a man.
Well, she's a guy. So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's so good. That's a good commercial. What are you wearing, Jake from State Farm?
Oh my God.
That's a commercial, people. Write it down. Stop trying to be witty. There you go.
Discussing the product in the commercial, too. Let's touch on that. So that's also important.
That would be helpful. So we actually remember who it was for.
Exactly.
Exactly. Minor details.
If I want an M. Night Shyamalan moment, I will rent an M. Night Shyamalan movie. I do not need twists or misdirects in my commercials.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, let's just stick to, you know, car commercials about actually the car and not everything else, you know. food commercials about the food and like relatable things that people do with the food. It's like, oh yeah, I've had that before. You know, I've never gotten my hand stuck in a Pringles can ever. Not once.
Or walking naked in the garden. You know,
or walking naked in the garden.
You walk naked to your avocado tree that doesn't exist in the garden.
Exactly. No. Never had the urge to just go in the Buffs. Like, oh, look at this avocado. What are you doing today? I'm gonna, you know, I'm just gonna grab my
avocado. Hey, Bill. Hey, Mike. Garden. How's it going? Just getting avocado.
How's it hanging?
No. Avocados are delicious.
Oh my goodness.
Oh God. There was the. Do you remember the Squarespace where I feel like they were trying to go off of? What was it, like Star Wars or Matrix or some other one with Adam Driver?
A singularity. Yeah.
I didn't see that
website
one.
That makes other websites. Yeah, he was just really spazzing out that
it was dumb.
Website Squarespace is a website that makes other websites.
Yeah. Along with the eBaby coming back from, since, you know, from 2014, Planters brought back Mr. Peanut and roasted him.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah. They were Ross roasting him. So Jeff, yeah, just raw.
Yeah. So I mean, I feel like we really hit the big ones. / roasted the big ones.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah, and then there are some that this is the only sentence that I feel this ad needs to have in it. Temu, leave me alone.
Which one was that one again?
This weak sauce Temu shop like I feel like a billionaire. She's walking down she leaves her house, she walks down her steps and she's like, I'm shopping like a billionaire. Really?
Right.
Is that what you yeah? Get out of here, Temu. Beat it.
What about the workday one with all the Aussie Osmond?
Oh, you're
right.
Yeah,
Kiss. Yeah, the rock star.
Rock star. Yeah. I feel like that did the opposite effect, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, would you want to be in an HR career after that? Because they just roasted the HR people and whatever the other, I don't remember the other one. It was HR and something else.
Yeah, the rock star one was, that one was okay. It was kind of weird.
Again, though, I didn't understand where it was going. Like, I feel like it was a misdirect. Like, I feel like Workday is trying to say, hey, use us for HR people and whatever the other one is that I can't even remember. I think it's just because I used to be HR, so I remember HR. And then they're roasting them about being rock stars. And I'm like, kind of feel like similar to that other commercial. It's like, shouldn't that have been kind of reversed? Like,
yeah.
Shouldn't you have wanted to use them, not say you're a good actor and then drink Pepsi and then you think that the at Pepsi is bad? But, you know, like, I just feel like they just kind of got that a little backwards.
Backfire. Yeah. So I think all in all, the conclusion we draw from Super Bowl 57's ads are do better.
Not just do it.
Looking at you, Super Bowl 58. Looking at you.
So not just do it. Do better.
Yep. Do better. You can have that, Nike. You're welcome.
I feel like when the game is better than the commercials, to me, that's a problem.
No. I mean.
Because I came for the commercials. I actually enjoyed the game better than I enjoyed the commercials. Level.
You came for the commercials and you stayed for the game?
Yeah, like I actually liked the game better than the commercials this year, which is saying something because I usually don't even watch the Super Bowl. So unless somebody has a party that I'm going to.
Yeah.
Or I'm doing a podcast and have to talk about the commercials.
Yeah, you know, hopefully they'll take this year as a building point and definitely up their game because they set the bar low this year and they hit their mark.
Did they know?
Wise words. Yes, I agree.
Did they hit the mark or did they just barely miss it?
Sad. So sad.
Well, thank you for joining us. Hopefully you guys laughed as much as we did and enjoyed the conversation more than you enjoyed the Super Bowl commercials themselves. and we will see you guys in our next episode. Thanks for joining us.
Till then,
thank you.
Keep discussing.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, follow us on social media, and check out our Patreon page. leave us a review on your listening platform if you like the podcast. If you haven't heard your viewpoint or would like to be a guest, email us at info@artofdiscussing.com.
Till next time, remember there's more sides to the story than yours. Look, listen, and learn, and keep discussing.